The title this morning is Freedom Reigns. Freedom Reigns. It's August 3rd, 2014. Last week we took a look at establishing boundaries, and we said there's some important things about boundaries. If you don't have boundaries, you got chaos. If you don't have boundaries, you got craziness. When you have no boundaries, you find yourself tore up from the floor up. Amen? So this morning I want to share about freedom, because when you have freedom, you can live a supernatural life. And as Americans, you got to understand, we love our freedoms. We do. And with freedom, you need to understand, it costs somebody something to have freedom. I think about all our soldiers that have gone through World War I and World War II and in Afghanistan and in Vietnam and all those things, all the sacrifices. People have lost their arms, their legs, their eyesight. Some lost their lives, loved ones, so that we could preserve our freedom, so that we can choose to go to this church or that church, or go preach the word, or shout Jesus in a public place, or to talk about our politicians even when they're not doing a good job. Sometimes we can be critical about our leaders, and sometimes we're allowed to go and raise our children the way we want, and we can have as many kids as we want. We're not tied down. We're not strapped by some rules and regulations. We have some freedom in America. And sometimes we take this freedom and we use it as a luxury or a privilege that sometimes it's owed to us. But this morning I want to share with you what the Word of God has to say. And I want to put in perspective for you how the world values freedom and how God values freedom. Because there is a difference when you look at it. And I was asking God, Lord, why do you want me to talk about freedom? He says, because when I set someone free, they're free indeed. I've come to set the captives free. So this morning we're going to take a look in the Bible, in Colossians 3, verse 1. Colossians 3, verse 1. This is the New King James Version. I want to share this with you this morning. This is what the Bible says. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of this earth. Let me just stop there. We are so focused on what we see instead of looking up. We're so focused on the car we're driving, the home we're living, instead of looking at the things that God wants us to look at. In verse 3 it says, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Put away those things of the flesh. Put away those things that you're looking at. Put away those pornography books. Put away those stripper poles and driving by and think you're going to get all those girls saved when you know you have a problem with that. Put away that bottle of alcohol or that marijuana joint you think is just helping your eyesight, but making you hungry for another pizza. See, you got to understand that God wants you to look at things above. Because I don't know about you, but I'm going to be seated up there with Jesus. He's seated at the right hand. I'm going to be hanging with Jesus up on top. The earth is going to be my footstool. So let's talk about this worldly freedom that we have for a second, because the world defines freedom as the right to do whatever you want to do. Look at today's society. We do whatever we want to do. People are crazy. They do whatever they want to do, however they want. You can't tell me what to do. Shout this morning, the world's view on freedom will get me all jacked up. See, when you look at the world's way, it's going to jack you up. Just imagine if you had no stop signs, how many accidents there would be. If you had no speed limits, how many people would get killed? Those are just some laws, some things in place to keep you from hurting yourself. Just like the Word of God. It's there so that you won't hurt yourself. See, we have the right to eat whatever food, whatever water we want, clothes we want to wear, where we want to live, the health that we want to have. We can worship the way we want. We can raise our children the way we want. As long as we don't infringe on other people's rights. But personal freedom is so worshipped in our nation that we take into extreme. It's okay to be gay. And then we allow that to be pushed upon us, and then we accept it. But that's not what the Bible says. Oh, you're one of those Bible thumpers. You have a problem when that woman has that abortion. No, it's because it's going to mess her up for the rest of her life. That one choice, she may suffer for the next 100 years. What could have been, should have been, could have been the next president. Could have been a friend in need to when they're older and they think about things. When you think about your past and you start to dwell upon it. That's why there's a problem with some of our freedoms. And we allow people to push the boundaries of these freedoms, and we don't say anything about it as a Christian. Why is that? Why don't we stand up? Why can't we be a voice? That's why we have a problem in this world when we look at freedom. One doesn't have to read the Bible very long to discover that there's a few do's and a few don'ts. There's a few rules and a few regulations, but nothing that was there to harm you. It's all there to help you. I think this is one of the major reasons why people don't want to come to church, why people don't want to be accountable, why people don't want to become a Christian. Because they might have to give up one of their so-called worldly freedoms. I might have to be accountable. I may have to put some boundaries around my life and not run amok and be 14 years old and come and go into my house at 3 or 4 in the morning. I don't know about you, but when I was raised, when the streetlights came on, your behind better be home, because otherwise, whooping time is coming. And that's when dinner was served, and if you weren't there to eat, you could might as well just go to your room and not watch your TV set, because we're so spoiled. See, we don't like Christianity. We don't like the Word of God because it infringes on our rights to live the way we want to live our lives. We want to live like hell. We want to sin as much as we can. I mean, before you knew Jesus, y'all did it. You run your life amok. You did things that you were not proud of. You had relationships. You hung around. You did some stuff that you're not proud about. All that freedom that you had. You couldn't wait till you were 21 to get drunk, but you were drinking since you were 16. But now I'm legal. Come on now. I'm telling the truth. Freedom isn't designed to let you live however you wish. That's why there's regulations and rules. They're not there to hold you back, but they're to keep you within the boundaries that are established. See, true freedom is following some of the rules, not being a rule breaker. Sometimes there's speed limits. There's a reason why there are speed limits. Because there's some curves you can't go around in a truck or a motorcycle without rolling that thing off the ditch or over a cliff. So they have some established regulations, some do's and don'ts like the Bible has. And if you do break that law, then you get to have to pay a fine, a fee, an issue, a concern, a problem. It's got to cost you something when you break the law. Judas Priest used to have a thing, breaking the law, you know. There was a song called breaking the law. And all of them are looking at me, oh, you just listen to Judas Priest. Well, I had the word priest in it, so I figured it was holy. Amen. Looking at me. Come on now. Listen to your devil worship music when you were younger. Come on now. Most people don't have problems accepting the laws, but they do have issues with moral issues because they don't want to listen to what God has to say. I'm not knocking people that are gay. I'm just knocking that lifestyle that doesn't line up with the Word of God. I love that person. I love them just like Jesus loves them. I love them enough to tell them. I love them enough to embrace them. I'm enough to draw them close and say, man, what you're doing, it ain't good for you. It's going to lead to something that's going to harm you. It's going to hurt you. You might want to quit it. Couldn't tell me to quit smoking. It ain't going to harm me. Then you have lung cancer and you wonder why God gave you lung cancer. Start blaming God. Oh, he's just trying to teach me a lesson. The wrong teaching, wrong lesson. Wrong word. God don't get you sick to teach you a lesson. The devil will get you sick, and he'll allow all that stuff to come upon you to kill you. But then we then blame God for it. You got to understand something. There was a show, Father Knows Best. I think that was something like that. He does know best. The Heavenly Father knows best. He knows what's good for you. He knows the beginning and the end. He knows all that's going to happen in between the beginning and the end. He wants you to make sure that you succeed, that you finish strong, that you have the victory in Christ Jesus, that you're the head and not the tail, you're above and not beneath. God wants you to have a fuller, healthier, and happier life, but you got to do it his way. You got to stay within his confinement or restraints of the word. Now, let me tell you, he allows you to do anything you want to do. But there's some things that you might have to give up. There's some freedoms of your own personal will and desire that you may have to go to gain something better. Sometimes I've had to cut off some things to gain something better. Sometimes I've had to save up a little bit more money to get the little nicer thing than buying the cheap thing that was going to break and just get the first satisfaction. I might have had to wait 6 more months to buy that little better furniture for $300 more. So that when I sat down, the legs didn't break off. I traded up for oak instead of having balsa wood. Amen? Shout, I want to use my freedoms according to the Word of God. See, I want to use my freedoms according to God's Word, God's way, God's plan, God's purpose. Freedoms are benefits for heeding the word of God. When you are obedient, you open yourself up to true freedoms. When you do things God's way, it's already in place. Mechanisms are in place. Things are not that you're never going to fail when you do it his way. John 8, verse 36 says this. John 8, verse 36, it says, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. When the Son sets you free, when you allow yourself to be set free by the Son, you'll be free indeed. Christians are living lives of slavery because they haven't come up to the conclusion yet and gotten into the mindset of Christ yet, that they are free indeed. When Jesus gave you the key, he gave you key to freedom for everything in your life. Take a look at James 1, verse 25. See, true freedom came with a price. We heard that men and women that served the country gave of their lives. They gave it. But then there was one that came 2,000 years ago. The only begotten Son. The second Adam. His name was Jesus. And he came so that we could have true freedom. James 1, verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he or she does. I know a lot of people that hear the word, but I don't see a lot of people doing the word. There's been terrorists that have come into the church disguised as, oh, praise the Lord. Religious, not relationship. They've been sleeping, been loafing, but none of them been working. That'll hit about 12 o'clock when you're having your lunch. The Bible tells us that freedom comes from the law. Freedom comes through some restrictions. And let me just share a few of those with you so that I can help you get set free this morning. When Jesus said he set you free, he has truly indeed set you free. He's given you freedom from doubt. What do you mean, Pastor? When Jesus said you're free from doubt. Take a look at 1 John 5:14. There's a couple scriptures this morning. Freedom from doubt. 1 John 5:14 says this. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask a couple things once in a while, according to his will, he hears us. It says, now this is the confidence. Confidence means I can take it to the bank. If he said it, I believe it. It's done. It's established. I'm good. The money's in the bank. I don't have to doubt it. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to be in fear about it. There's no doubt that if he said it, it's going to happen. That's confidence. That's what we have in him. And if we ask anything according to his will, see, your will isn't in this thing. That's where we get messed up. We want to do it our way. The Burger King mentality. Hey, just take that tomato off and give me that extra secret sauce and do this, do that. No. You're going to have it his will. By his will. When you ask it in his will, anything that you ask according to his will, his ears are like wide open, man. Huh? Yeah, I heard you. I got it. And he takes note. But see, you sometimes pray and then you say, I don't know if he really heard me. Oh, I doubt that he would do anything for me. I'm just a nobody. I'm just a housewife, or I'm just a husband, or I'm just a child. I'm just a youth, and he ain't going to do nothing special for me. And then you start to doubt. And then you start to get in unbelief, and then you get into fear. But you got to understand something, that you're a child of the Most High God. He's created you perfect in his image. He left nothing out. So when you ask and he hears, he does. But you sometimes it doesn't come on your schedule. It doesn't come fast enough. It's not convenient for you. It might cost you something. It might take you some time. You might have to walk around the block to go get it. Come on now. We want everything spoon-fed and hurry up. It's 90 seconds on the McDonald's window. Why is it taking so long? You want it instantly, suddenly, and now. And sometimes there's things of God. He heard you, but it's such a big request. It takes a little time for him to put it all together. Because when he gives it to you, it's going to be a great surprise. It's going to turn the heads of everybody and say, whoa, look what the Lord has done. He's given you freedom. He's given you freedom from drought. He's given you freedom from drought. Take a look at Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Old Testament. Good old Amos. You know, he's got some cleaning supplies, doesn't he? Isn't Amos the guy that's on HSN? He was on there yesterday, by the way. He's got some good cleaning supplies. I just want you to know. Yeah, he's looking at me like, that pastor, you're crazy. He watch HSN? I like HSN. I'm looking at all the stuff going, man, someone making some millions of dollars on this stuff. And spandex and stuff that stretches, I mean, that look good. For all that stuff they have on there, I tell you. Freedom from drought. Amos 8:11, it says, behold, the days are coming. The days are coming. Hey, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not of famine of bread, nor of thirst of water, but of the hearing of words of the Lord. You got a bunch of deaf mutes going to church or playing church or being religious. Come on now. Or labeling themselves. Well, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Pentecostal, I'm a this, I'm a that. No, I'm just a follower of the Most High God. I'm not into religion, I'm into relationship. Jesus came to connect me to something called God. And last time I looked, I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. So Jesus and I are jointly connected to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on now. And I'm free from the drought, because see, drought comes when you're not hearing the word, and when you don't hear the word, you dry up and you blow away. Come on. Titus 3:4. Take a look at Titus 3:4. 5 and 6. Titus 3 says this, verse 4, "But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior towards men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior." He poured the Holy Spirit. He gave you the living water so you'll never be in drought. You might go through some dry seasons, but you're never going to ever be thirsty, because you have the living water of God with you. He's given you freedom. You have freedom from discouragement. "Oh, Pastor, I know I'm just discouraged. I've been doing this Jesus thing for a while. It just ain't really working out for me." And you're discouraged because it didn't work out the way you wanted, but God's got a different plan than what you have. You need to start figuring and adapting your plan to his plan, because his plan never fails. You might have a plan B, but his plan A, you never have to worry about plan B. That's why we get discouraged. "Well, it's just not working out the way I want." Take a look at Romans 8, verse 28. I'm just giving you scripture. Don't beat me up. Go home, read this stuff, and let God deal with you on this. Romans 8, verse 28 says this, "And we know that some things work together for good." Wait, what is that? All things. So if he says all things work together for good, what did he leave out? So all things work out for good. But here's the key. To those who love God. Those who don't love God, it ain't working out for them. Sorry, you just disqualified yourself. But those that love God. Remember we said God loves everybody the same, but not everybody loves God the same. So there is an us and there is a them. And then when you get into being one of us, and they make fun of us because we're Christians and we follow some rules, and you know, we don't drink, we don't smoke, we don't cheat, we don't lie, you know, come on now. I like this. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose." When you are called by God, you don't have to be discouraged. Sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want to, but it's working out God's way. God's trying to show you something. God's trying to get something to you. Sometimes God allows you to go through these other little circumstances and situations because he wants you to understand something, because somebody you're going to be dealing with is going to go through the same thing, and you're already going to been through it. So don't be discouraged. Sometimes you go through something. I mean, I used to be discouraged. "Wow, Jesus, you know, I've been doing this church thing for 11 years, and you only got 20 people. I know. But you don't know how many thousands we've touched. You don't know how many people have clicked on the internet and seen my stuff. I think last time in the counter was, what, 2, right? I mean, we got 2. I mean, so I'm pretty good about that. So I'm excited. That would discourage you real quick, wouldn't it? Get 2 likes on my Facebook, you know. All the kids laugh. "Dad, you only got like 2 friends on Facebook." I says, "Yeah. That's true. I really got 3. I got God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Everybody else don't matter. Amen." But he ain't clicking the thing, though, so because he ain't wasting his time on that. I would be discouraged. People say, oh, you discouraged me. You've been doing this for 11 years. I said, I'm just doing what God told me to do. I don't care if there's two people. I've used to pay this building by myself. When there was only two people, I had to sell my wife's car and my motorcycle and take stuff out of my 401k. Why? Because it ain't mine. It's all his anyways. I know what he said. I go do it. There's people got saved here. People have been healed here. People have been delivered here. I go to places, they get set free, healing, same place. Hey, I'm just doing what God told me to go do. Is it discouraging sometimes? Sure, but I'm not going to allow the devil to get in there and discourage me. I'd rather have 20 people that are doing the word than 100 people. I'm not about the show. I'm about to go. I'm about go get it done. I'm about, hey, we're making a difference. I'm trying to get something to you so that you're connected, so that when you go out, that you're bigger than life. So when the Goliath comes, you just go, and you just keep on going. I'm just trying to help you. I ain't worried about numbers. How many people are you running? Just the right amount. How many people? I got 100. How many headaches you got? 98 of them. Okay, that's what I thought. I don't have that. I don't have a long line of people I have to counsel, because every Sunday I counsel, then you go do what you need to go do. It's just a counseling session that you don't have to pay $95 an hour for. Amen? Yeah. Only cost you 10%. But if you want to tip the server 20, I'll be more than willing to put it right back into the kingdom, because I know what to do with it. I quit wanting to be a millionaire a long time ago. I have to be a trillionaire so I can pay the debt. I want to be the first person to pay the debt off. Who was it? It was that Christian guy at Spirit Life Christian Church. He wrote a check for $34 trillion and paid off the debt. I can go write that check tomorrow. I'll probably bounce, but I can write that check. You get freedom from disobedience. It's okay to laugh in church. It's okay. Freedom from disobedience. Take a look at Romans 6:6. Romans 6:6, and you want to hold that place, because we're going to do Romans 6:8 in a minute too. Romans 6:6 says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. When you sin, all that means is you're being disobedient. Disobedience brings pain. Obedience brings blessing. I've learned when I was disobedient, because my mom's not here, I can say that. When I was disobedient, she had this ninja paddle with holes in it that my brother made from Boy Scouts. I hate my brother for that. And she would come out of that from somewhere, from around the room. I could be talking. I'd be behind the wall, and my mom would be over here and behind the wall, and I'd be going. And that paddle would come around. Woo, man! I was like, how did she do that? It's a disobedience. She had to get that disobedience. And that's what happens when we sin. That's disobedience. But we have freedom from that when you get saved. You can repent like we did this morning and say, Lord, forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me. Make me whole. Make me fresh. Make me new. We have freedom from it. We don't have to allow our sin to beat us up and hold us down. You have freedom from death. Take a look at Romans 6:8. This is good. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. 1 Corinthians 15:55 says this, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Here's the deal. The greatest thing I can say about freedom is if I were to check out, my family knows where I'm going. When I step out of earth into my heavenly kingdom, where I've come from, I'm just here temporarily. But when I step out of this life form, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, the freedom to know where I'm going, to know where my dad just went, to know where I'm going, where my kids, if something were tragic were to happen to my family or my kids, it would be disappointing. I would be hurt. I would be broken. But I know one thing. I would have the freedom to know that they're with my Father in heaven. I don't know about you, but boy, to know the rest of my life that they are taken care of. That's relief for me. Because not to know where you're going is frustrating. Not to have a GPS in your car to get you where you need to go is frustrating. That's why the Bible has maps in back so that we can go where God tells us to go. Because men never ask for direction, amen. That's why it's in the back of that Bible, amen. To know that death doesn't even have a sting on me. Yeah, it's a bummer that I ain't going to see the person, but man, right now they're just getting the streets of gold. They're still walking around meeting Noah and they're meeting Abraham and they're meeting Jesus and they're hanging out. And that's the joy that brings me. That's pretty freeing to know where someone ended up. Well, I don't know where that person was in their life. I know where my family's going. We're going to be partying up there, amen? We're going to be at the dinner table with even those we didn't think were going to make it. They're going to make it. And the person that you're having trouble with on earth, you better get to love them because they're going to be your neighbor. So you better work it out on earth before you get to heaven, because God has a sense of humor, and that person will probably be your neighbor. You have the freedom from debt. When you do things God's way, when you're a tither and a giver, guess what? You cancel out debt. Debt can't chase you down no more when you do it God's way. See, freedom can really reign in your life if you choose it to reign in your life. But you got to commit to doing it God's way. You got to be able to understand there's some commandments that God put in place. And I think there were, last time I looked, there was 10. But if you do two, the first two, then the other 8 are automatic. Do you remember the 10 commandments? I don't know, but I know the first two. If I do the first two, the other ones don't matter, because I'm not going to go covet my neighbor's goods, and I'm not going to go kill somebody. I'm not going to go rob. I'm not going to go steal. And, you know, but if I put God first, then I get my freedom. And then if I know I'm not going to hurt myself because I like myself too much because I'm created in God's image, I'm perfect in His image, amen? God didn't make junk, so make sure that you don't talk to yourself that you're a piece of junk. Well, I'm never going to be. I'm not pretty enough. You know, God made you just like Him. So you're saying God ain't pretty? You think God just made ugly people? You notice people when they get saved, the ugly just washes right off of them. Come on now. Because all that sin, all that sickness, all that disease, all that doubt, all that unbelief, all that stuff goes and they get free inside. Because whoever Jesus set free, you're what? Free indeed. But you have to see yourself free. Oh, Pastor, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. No, you're still dealing with doubt and unbelief. And you're still in fear. And then you become a slave to that. And it holds you down. And God said, you're free. And you're going, I'm free, you're dancing. Then you leave out of here, and 5 minutes later, you're in the car. You're like, I'm not free. I mean, you know, look at me, I'm not pretty. I'm not this. I'm not handsome enough. I'm not 7 foot tall. I'm only, 5 foot three. And, I got a couple extra pounds. And, woe is me. You lost your tail. You're Eeyore. You're free from that. You're free from debt. You're free from death. You're free from drought. Unbelief and disbelief. God has set you up to win. God has set you up that you have victory in everything that you put your hands to when you do it His way. But it's not about you and your way. It's about His way. It's good to have your plan, but God's plan a lot better than your good plan any day of the week. And sometimes we have to move our plan out of the way to allow God's plan to come, because God's plan is not any way that you figured it out. Because if you can figure it out, then you don't need God. God wants you to have a brand new start. He always told you got a bright future, but you have to see yourself having a bright future. I can't turn that light on you. You have to turn the light of the Holy Spirit on you to expose whatever's holding you back. But sometimes we don't want to see. Remember the switches? Remember the lights where you had 1, 2, 3? It'd be click, and it'd be like 640 watts, and then it'd be click, 60 watts, and click, 100 watts, and you have that on your light. See, that's all that God's trying to do for you. Sometimes we just like to be at the 30. you know, 30 watts, you know, 30 fold. Oh, did I say that? And then sometimes you click it up because you want to see something a little bit better. So then you click it up so that you could read that newspaper or whatever is there, and then it exposes something else. And then you say click it to 100, and then boy, it exposes everything. But sometimes we don't want to turn it up to 100 because we don't want to be exposed. Because there's some things we don't want to change. And then when we don't change, then we really don't have freedom in that area. And then you get held back from all that God has for you. And God really wants to bless you. God really wants to take you to a whole nother level where there's no another devil. The devil's already been defeated 2,000 years ago, and he's already underneath your feet. See, freedom reigns when you do things God. When you're willing to say, Lord, I can't figure this one out anymore. How am I going to get it done? You're going to get it done on your knees. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do with these kids, and I don't know what I'm going to do at work. Get on your knees. You're not going to do it the way the world does it because you're not of this world. You're from a different place just for this time. God wants you to be free this morning. God wants to set you free from all your doubt and unbelief and your lack. I'm going to do an altar call this morning. Because some of us are holding on to stuff that God has already set free. Jesus said, "You are free." But we walk around bound up, tied up by our religious traditions, our wrong thinking. Someone has bound you up so you're no longer free because of something someone else done. They did that to me. You're still bound up. They said those things about me. They said some things about Jesus too. They liked Jesus so much that they nailed him to a cross. They loved him so much, they loved Jesus so much, that they whooped his back and put thorns in his head. So much they loved him. But he said, no problem, because I'm about to set them all free. Go ahead and pick on me. Go ahead and make fun of the way that I follow some rules and guidance directed based upon the Word of God. He took it all. He sprawled his hands out. Why? Because he was reaching the whole world. Come, all my brokenhearted. Come, all those that are depressed and all those that are dysfunctional. All those that the world has set aside. All those that are jacked up from the floor up. Amen. All those that are messed up. All those that haven't been living free. All those that have been bound. Come to me. That's what he said. And his word gives you freedom. If you don't know his word, you'll never know true freedom. Freedom reigns inside his word. All you got to do is get inside his word. You get inside his word, you're getting in the head of who God is. Jesus did whatever his father asked him to do. Didn't say, hey, Jesus, you're going to do it. He said, no, Father, whatever you want me to do, your will be done. And sometimes we want our will to be done. And we want our kids to do what we ask them to do, but we're not doing what God told us to do. So why would the kids listen to us if we ain't listening to God? I'm just trying to help you. I know I'm stepping on your toes and you're going, ooh, Jesus. Buy bigger shoes. So this morning, I just want to take a minute, or two, three. And I just want, and I really want you to be serious about this, where there's areas in your life that aren't free. You know where they're at. You know where you've been held up. You know where you've been hung up. You know where you've been held hostage. You know where you've not been willing to give in to the things of God. Today, God just wants me to let you know he wants you to have true freedom. He wants that freedom to reign completely in your life. But you have to make the decision to say, okay, God, I'm gonna give. And let me tell you, when you do that, he's a gentleman. He always meets you right at your point. Right at that point, he's going to meet you. And then you just let it go. Whatever's been holding you back, why you haven't wanted to go back to college, which you've been talking about it, but you haven't done it yet. You've been a hearer of all these good things, but you haven't been a doer. Cracks me up when I go to church events and I see the same people going for a word and they haven't done the first word that they heard at the last church that they were at. If I just go to that Kenneth Copeland thing there, I'm going to get a word from God. And if I go over to Benny Hinn's, then I'm going to get a word. And if I go over to that Pastor Jeff, I'm going to get a word. And if I go over to Pastor Jerry's church, I'm going to get a word. And if I go to Jerry Savelle's church, I'm going to go get a word. And they get all these words, but they never implemented the first one God gave them. And they're all bound up and blaming God because they're not free. But they already got a word that would free them, but they don't want to implement the word that they've been given. You don't need a whole bunch of words. You just got to do what God tells you to do. You got to stop doing things your way and do things his way. Amen? I think I hear rain. I think I hear rain. Physical rain. But there's some freedom rain right about to hit this place. Because when you allow God to get into all the nooks and crannies of your life, that's when you start really being free. That's when freedom really takes place. That's when your life goes to a whole nother level. But you got to be ready. When you're ready to step out, it's coming. You hear that rain? Hear that wave of the rain? See, those are things God's going to wash away. Those things that have been holding you up to be free in. That pornography that's been binding you, God's going to wash that away. The sinful lust of your desires, God's going to wash those things away. The gambling addictions or the alcohol or the drug, God's going to wash those things away. Those foul things, those mean things you say, God's going to wash those away so that you can have true freedom. Sometimes it takes a storm in your life to get your attention. But when the storm's done washing away, what's left is just nothing but clean ground. That's what I'm talking about this morning spiritually. God wants you to be so free that you're not worried about how I'm going to eat, what I'm going to drink, what clothes I'm wearing. I'm just focused on the things above. I'm focused on the heavenly thing. I'm focused on getting it done for the Son. I'm about accessing what's already mine that's been sitting there. I just haven't accessed it because I've been too lazy. I don't want to give that up. Come on now. You know there's things you don't want to give up, but you know if you do, God's going to bless it. You go, Pastor, what are you talking about? There's things I've had to learn over 11 years of ministry. I had to let it go. It's not my responsibility if you get this word or not today. I can only teach it and preach it. It's up to you to take it and run with it. Ain't on me. I used to get frustrated because I could see in the spirit, man, this person, and they don't see their potential. I can't. It's on you. I don't counsel anymore. Why? I'm not a good counselor. Quit what you're doing and get into the word. If that don't work, take your $95 and go to a professional Christian counselor and invest some money there, and don't listen to that person either. Come on, I'm only telling you because I love you, and I've already experienced that. You already told me 3 times. I know, we met for 4 hours. You don't think my time's important? Oh, no, because you're a pastor. Wouldn't you rather have me 4 hours on my knees praising and worshiping God? Just saying. Trying to help. Wouldn't you rather have your pastor getting into the word for 3 hours instead of dealing with nonsense that you can just go to God on and figure out yourself and set your own self free? Because Jesus said that you're free indeed. Who he set free? He's already set you free. He's already set you free. Quit thinking about religion and start getting into relationships. I'm not a religious guy. I hate religion. Because religion ties you up, binds you up, and then takes away your freedom. I'm talking about relationship. When I'm in a relationship with God, I'm a king's kid. I'm going to start looking like myself like a king. I'm married to the queen. The queen and the king are going to go get it done for the son. We're going to go and get something done. We're going to be living free. Not stressed out, not whacked out, not jacked up, not tilted, out of kilter, family messed up, kids not serving God, all messed up because I'm too busy doing church stuff and not enough worried about my family. But you got to have the balance. And when it's out of kilter, trust me, your household, your family, your work, everything starts to suffer. And then you got to be smart enough to say, Lord, what am I doing wrong here? Well, you're not spending any time with your kids. You're not spending any time with your wife. You're not doing, you know, come on now. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you and direct you. Why? Because he wants you free. He doesn't want you bound up. So this morning, if that's you this morning, you want to come, you got some things and issues you're dealing with, you want to be set free, I'm not gonna go, you know, ask you. We're just going to lay hands. We're going to get it done. You're going to agree. We're going to both agree. If you don't want to agree, don't come up because I don't want to waste your time or my time. It's good that you come up. Now, everybody see me come up. I want you really to believe it, that you already received it before you come. I'm just confirming with you. I'm just getting in connection with you. Because when I'm getting in with you, there's God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is with you when you're already coming up. But just don't come up and say, well, I mean, I know you. No, you got to believe in your heart it's right about to change. You got to really believe that these chains that have been holding shackles are right about to bust loose. That sickness and disease you've been holding on to, it's about time that we get free from that. That mentality of being broke, busted, and disgusted, we need to get rid of that today. We need to get free of that today. Rain's just washing away the dirt on my truck today. The freedom of God is going to just wash away those sins and the sickness and those mindsets today. So if that's you, just come up and I'm going to pray for you real quick. Wife and I will lay hands on you and let God do what God's going to do and then we'll get out of here and then you can go eat chicken. Amen? So if that's you this morning, come on up. I just want to pray for you. People are going, oh, Pastor. No, you want to be free. I don't know. I just come up. I used to run to the altar, man. I would knock people over just to get up in front. Amen? Because I know there's some things I need to be free of. Amen? Amen. I just need to be free. I need to be free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just saying, be free. Freedom. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns. Lord God, you're breaking everything loose right now, Lord God. Lord God, you freedom is reigning right now. In Jesus' name, freedom reigns. Freedom reigns now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Freedom reigns, Lord God. Lord God, loose, Lord God, whatever's been held up, Jesus, in the heavenlies. Lord God, right now, he's coming forth, Lord God. So, Lord, pour blessing. 100-fold, 60-fold, 34-fold, Lord God. Come now, come now, come now, come now, come now, come now. In Jesus' name. Lord God, I'm just saying freedom reigns, freedom reigns, freedom reigns, freedom reigns, Lord God. Whatever's been bound up, Lord, going to be loosed right now. Because, Lord God, true freedom is in Jesus Christ. Jesus already said the captives have been set free. Be free now, free indeed, to walk and do the things of God. Whatever he's promised, he's already done. All you got to do is walk in it now in Jesus' name. Freedom reigns now in Jesus' name. Freedom reigns, freedom reigns, freedom reigns, freedom reigns. Lack, gone in Jesus' name. Freedom reigns, freedom to raise your child, your children in the house of the Lord. Freedom, freedom to do it his way and not your way. Freedom to be able to speak his word and don't worry what people are going to think or what they're going to say because you're a child of the Most High God. You are loved. You've been bought with the greatest price tag ever. Jesus, be free. Be free in Jesus. Free in Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Freedom, Jesus. Freedom. Freedom, Lord God. Lord God, from past hurts and family members, Lord God. Lord God, from life itself that's been tough on all of us. Be free. Been loose from all those things. Was, oh, Lord God, what you've set free. Oh, Lord God, we're free indeed. Thank you now, Jesus, that we receive total freedom. for freedom reigns in our lives right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. We're just going to get rid of this. Jesus. Freedom reigns in this body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Everything, Lord God, on her spinal column is going to line up now in Jesus' name. She's going to be free from pain, free from sickness, free from the agonizing of getting up or moving us a particular way. The sharp pains, go! Go! Be free! Be loosed! In Jesus' name, no more tormenting this back, no more, no more necks or back problems, no more, gone, gone, now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' freedom. You just got to believe that you've already been set free. You got to just believe that he's already touched you. Freedom, wholeness, completeness, just the peace of God, just the peace of God, just touch him every day. Freedom, Lord. Freedom. Freedom from past hurts. Freedom from things, Lord God, that you might struggle with. Be loosed now in Jesus' name. We bind every attack of Satan right now and let the freedom of his word, the word of God, come across every area in Bill's life now in Jesus' name. Let freedom reign now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Freedom. Freedom from every ache and every pain, Lord God. Sickness, go. Disease, go. Freedom, Lord God, to move and shake and jump and dance and be doing things, Lord God, that she couldn't do before, Father God. Be able to bend and move, Lord God, and be all that you want her to be in you, Jesus. Freedom, Lord God. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Clear the mind, Lord God, of any clutter now in the name of Jesus. Freedom to do your will, your way, your plan, and your purpose now. Allow freedom to reign from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Freedom. As Americans, we have great freedom. We have the ability to praise him, worship him openly. Other places, you die for that. We have freedom from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to walk in a lifestyle that looks just like Christ. To talk like him, to act like him, to be like him. But it's your choice. It's your choice. It's either your will be done or his will be done. It's your choice. I know for me in my house, it's better to have his will be done than my will be done. I'll jack it all up. But his will be done, it's like heaven on earth. Your children will be blessed. Your children's children will be blessed. There was no mistakes when your children had kids out of wedlock. That just happened. But God is a restorer of all that. God's a fixer. God's an implement. God already knows the beginning and the end. He's going to make it all good. He make it all good. That person that hurt you, it's okay. God's going to set you up with someone who's going to do double for that trouble that you dealt with. Freedom. True freedom to be able to express yourself in the Word. Standing up for the things of God. No longer taking the back seat, but to be the driver of the bus. Some of us need to stand up and say, hey, we don't accept that. mediocre type average stuff. Because the last time I looked, we were above and we're the head, not the tail. Last time I looked, God sets you up on victory lane. Last time I looked, God said that you're a child of the Most High God, that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. He's already set you free, so you're free indeed. He said all kinds of things when you call. Whenever you call on me, I'm there to hear what you're saying. His ears aren't deaf, his pockets aren't too short that he can't reach whatever you need today. Heavenly Father, bless your people, seal your word, allow them to walk in the freedom of God. I ask you, Lord God, to bless them, to increase them. Whatever, Lord God, they are going to do this week, Lord God, let them have favor, increase. Lord God, let your touch be upon them. In Jesus' name I pray, and everybody said, amen.